Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing the impact of the El Nino-caused drought in the country, with the World Food Programme saying it has so far raised only US$57 million out of the $201 million required for drought mitigation in Zimbabwe. But first, US President-elect Donald Trump says on his Truth Social account that his pick for Bojassa will be in charge of all deportations of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. VOA's Veronica Villafane reports on Trump's pick, Tom Homan.
Donald Trump's choice for border czar has worked for more than 30 years in federal immigration control. Tom Homan told this year's Republican National Convention that every president has said he would secure the border, but only Trump did it.
He created the most secure border in our history, and that's a stone cold fact. The data proves it, and guess what? He's going to do it again.
On the campaign trail, Trump promised mass deportations of undocumented immigrants.
Immediately upon taking the oath of office, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
Though experts note that migration and crime rates are not linked, Homan says deportations will fix what he calls the immigration mistakes of Joe Biden's presidency.
President Trump is going to end the Biden-Harris open border madness. We will stop the drugs and the crime from pouring into your neighborhoods.
Homan was acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the first Trump administration, where he led a 40% increase in deportation arrests.
Overall removals are down because the border is under better control than it has been in 45 years.
Illegal immigration was a major issue for many voters in this year's election. Political analyst Francisco Rodriguez says Homan has a zero-tolerance approach.
So if you are a criminal here and have a child or family here, Homan has stated that you can live with your children, with your spouse. No one is saying the family will be separated.
Former Florida state legislator Daisy Baez says Trump's intention to nominate Homan is a warning for the immigrant community.
If you're not a citizen or a permanent resident, you have no guarantee of staying in this country. It's very likely you'll be on the list of those eligible for deportation.
I got a message to the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country in violation of federal law. You better start packing now.
Homan is a former New York police officer who contributed to Project 2025, a set of policy proposals published by the Conservative Heritage Foundation Research Group to, quote, rescue the country from the grip of the radical left. Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Lebanon is home to an estimated 176,000 migrants, many of them African women working menial jobs. Since the conflict began, many of them have been displaced, facing uncertain futures. Marcus Hatton narrates this report from Ethel Bonet.
An abandoned factory in Beirut has become a refuge for more than 200 African migrant women displaced by the escalating conflict. They came seeking work to support their families. The fighting has left them jobless, homeless, and unable to return home.
I came here to change the situation of my family. That's why I came to Lebanon. My salary, they get hold of my salary. They don't give me my money. I don't have anywhere to go now. Since they start this bomb, we don't have anywhere to go. We have been sleeping in the streets.
These women are not only losing their jobs, but are also enduring the trauma of constant rocket attacks. Explosions forced them to flee their homes and places of work with no resources or support.
After 1 minute, then we hear a bomb sound, boom, boom. When we came out, we want to see what is happening, we see the bomb.
and there is lots of smoke and there is lots of fires. I'm so in the shock. I'm so nervous. So everybody is crying in my country so that I can go back home. I need to go back home. I have my baby. It's so little.
Thanks to a community initiative, these women now have a place to stay while they still face social rejection and a lack of official support, activists say.
Since they are all migrant workers living in Lebanon, no one would accept them in their shelters. So it was very hard to find a space for them, but we finally did.
The situation is similar for other African migrants, including those from war-torn Sudan. Around 50 families who fled fighting near the Israeli border have found temporary refuge in an ancient monastery on Mount Lebanon. Abdel Rahim is from Sudan. He and his twin children are cramped into a small space. Like others, he feels trapped and abandoned.
We cannot go to Sudan. There is war there. There is war here and there, which means I'm doomed. It's so hard. Our situation is dire. No one is asking about us. Nothing.
The conflict has displaced more than a million people. Migrant workers in Lebanon are facing an uncertain future as the humanitarian crisis deepens with no end in sight. For Atel Bonnet in Beirut, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
Now let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic on the effects of drought in the country, we are joined by our guest, Permanent Ngoma of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. We are hoping our other guest from the rural areas will join us shortly. But for now, welcome to our program, Mrs. Ngoma. And yes, you know that we are discussing the food situation in the country. May you tell us what's happening in Bulawayo? How are the residents coping amidst the food shortages, the rising prices, and generally the drought in the country? Over to you, Mrs. Ngoma. Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, all right. I was saying, how are the elderly, disabled, and children faring in the city? Do they get assistance amongst what we see that there is food shortages?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you can go ahead. I can hear there are some voices at the background. Maybe if you could move to somewhere a bit quieter, you'll hear us. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hi, Tanda. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I was saying, yes, it's good if you can hear me now. I was saying what is happening there in Bulawayo. We're talking to some people in the rural areas. They say there's a government feeding scheme in primary schools is their feeding program in the city there in Bulawayo for children.
In Bulawayo there is a program for children, but from the last time we did our investigation in the town school, they were telling us that they only received they had not received the relief for the maize meal.
Yes, we have heard the issue of receiving the maize meal instead of the relish, and we have heard that some people just make porridge out of this. What do they do in Bulawayo there? Do they make use of the maize only, or they just discard it because there is no relish?
So initially, it was said that they'll receive beans, chunks, and cooking oil, but that has not been delivered. And we find that some schools are charging $2 per child, so that they try and raise
Yes, and so besides the children, we see that there are other vulnerable groups, like the elderly, the disabled, and the orphans. What programs are in place for them?
There are cash programs that are happening in different areas. Now the first cash of 1,600 RTGS has been received from social welfare only.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
you can go ahead.
We see in other areas people are still being asked to register for the cash benefits.
Ungasichazela ke ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi indlala ikho injani khona ngapho edolobheni lakoBulawayo, njalo abantu bathola njani usizo. Sesikhangela ukuthi kulabantwana, sikhangela ukuthi kulabakhubazekileyo, sikhangela ukuthi kulasebeluphele. Kuyini elikubonayo?
Esikubonayo yukuthi i-crowd lehlanganelayo i-affect-e kakhulu ama-families ngendlela ezehlukeneyo. Abantu abaningi abasebenzi, imali inzima ukutholakala. So ama-families amaningi balamba kakhulu. And into esinanzelelayo ukuthi izinto eziningi zilama-childhooded, singama-childhooded families, okwenza kube nzima ukuthi bekwanise ukuthi bezinakekele ngenxa yokuthi maybe akulamzali lapho ongabe sebenzi asemfuli, or abazali basegoli bazama impilo but abantwana babengenelisi ukuthi bazinakekele ngokupheleleyo.
Yebo-ke, kodwa usizo-ke luyatholakala yini kulo sizo oluvela kuhulumente kumbe kunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo?
Okwakhathesi under-social welfare, uhulumende wese-distribute imali engenye 1,600 for each family laba ababhenefithileyo. And then inhlanganiso ezihlukeneyo ezinjengabo-damage church aid siyazibona nazo zirejestisa abantu ukuthi bebenefithe from izimali ezingaphiwa ukuthi zibancedise lokudla okungatholakala. Yikho sikubonayo. Kodwana ezikoleni lakho siyabona impuphu, izikole eziningi sezaridiva impuphu sibile ningi kakhulu. Usupho yikuthi impuphu yakhona ihamba ingelasishebo. Babethembisile ukuthi impuphu le imali ihambe le-bean, ama-chunks, le-cooking oil. Kodwana into lezi azikarisikwa ezikoleni ezehlukeneyo.
Ye, kodwa liyasuthiseka ngendlela okwabiwa ngakho lokhu le imali lokudla okukhona. Akukho ukuthi kuphiwa laba, kuphiwa labana. Niyathemba ukuthi baphiwa kuhle bonke yini?
Hayi, ukusuthiseka asisuthisekanga sibili. Kwezinye indawo sithola ama-residents complainer ukuthi bona ngenxa yokuthi maybe abakho kubandla leli abatholi, and sibananzelela ukuthi kulelinye ibandla eliyilo elingani i-distributor linika abantu aba-under ibandla khona.
Yebo ke ume khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka kubo kuwe kulabo abasanda ukusixhumala namhlanje sicubungula udaba ke olokuthi kulendlala elizweni njalo kuyadingakala ukuthi abantu siyezwa njalo inhlanganiso ye-World Food Program isithi iyazama ukusiza abantu ngokudla kodwa imali elayo ayeneli. Yebo ke lapha ke ecingweni ke silonko sikazi Permanent Ngoma isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esichasisela okwenzakala kulelo dolobho. Yebo ke siyananzelela njalo ke nkosikazi Ngoma ukuthi kukhona okunye okuhluphayo kulelo dolobho njengamanzi lokusilela kwamagetsi, kungabe kusenza indlala idlondlobale yini? Wo hayi sesimswelile lapho ke umhlonitshwa wethu. Kukhanya lamuhla ingcingo zethu azisebenzi kuhle, nanko ke lokho esimelele abanye abavela emaphandleni lokho esingabatholi lapha sithemba sizabathola. Lo nkosikazi Ngoma laye use ucingo lakhe soluwile, sithemba uzabuya njalo sikhulume laye emsakazweni. But for those that have just joined us, we are discussing the drought situation and the hunger situation in the country. The World Food Program today in Zimbabwe said it was in Chimanokwe village in Bikita in Maswingo to launch some USAID lean season assistance program, which it says will bring hope to many who are struggling to put food on their table during this critical lean period. And we also spoke to ARTUZ, Matebelele North Chairperson Sukoluhle Ndlovu, who says that who shedded light on what is happening in rural areas, saying there are some feeding schemes in primary schools, but the problem is that they are just given maize, and there is no relish so that they can have a full meal. In the end, they have to just make some porridge, but the parents don't have enough money to pull resources to find sugar so that they can have proper porridge. In other words, the food, the assistance they get is half done, and they fail to make a meal out of it. Yebo ke sesibuya kuwe futhi nkosikazi Ngoma, can you tell us what your organization is doing to assist? Do you sometimes have meetings with stakeholders, and what do you usually come up with? Yes, did you hear me, Mrs. Ngoma?
Hello,
yes, I can hear you now. What meetings do you usually have? Do you usually have meetings with stakeholders, and what do you usually come up with as to assist the people?
We normally have meetings with different stakeholders, like the Equity Council, social welfare. I'll give an example. When people are complaining that the distribution is a bit selective, we engage the social welfare to try and find out what criteria they were using to distribute the food and the resources that they were giving to different families. So we always try and have this engagement with them to try and make sure that the distribution is done in a friendly manner, and the most vulnerable in the community also benefit from the distribution.
Yebo ke ungasichasisela khonapho futhi ngolimi lesiNdebele ukuthi liyalibe le mhlangano yini yokucubungula lolu daba, njalo kuyini elikutshelwayo? Sikhangele ukuthi asondlala yodwa kule ndlala, kulokwamanzi, kulokwamagetsi abanye baziphilisa ngakho. So nxa selihlangana labo laphana, balitshela bathini laba ekwaziwa ngokuthiwa ngama-stakeholders?
Okay. Lapho abazithuthisa khona ukudla kumbe imali uthole ukuthi izakhamizi azithuthiseki ngendlela ye-distribution. Siyakhulumisana nabo onjalo ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi vele ngabe-distributha badistributha njani, bakhetha njani abantu and nokuthi sibachazisele ukuthi bazwisise ukuthi izakhamizi maybe azikho
Yebo ke siyabonga ungama khona ungahlala khona pho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe. We are joined by our other guest now, Reverend Siyapha Moyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Reverend Siyapha
Moyo. Siyabonga mama yendingele abalaleli bonke be Studio 7.
Yeah, uxolo ukukujuma incingo zethu lapha besisala ukuthi zingene kwezinye indawo. Ngakho besicela ukuthi udaba esiluhlafunayo lapha ukuswelakala kokudla. Lesomiso i-drought eselizweni. Yeah, ungasela ukuthi wena khathesi sikhuluma nje ungaphi kwelizwe njalo abantu baphila njani baphathiswa ngani?
Siyabonga mina eMathebeleland North Province eWange. Kunzima kakhulu njengoba unazelela ipheminyakeni emndeni le esivele sisendlaleni enzima kakhulu, abantu bayathele nzima ukudla kukho kanti nezulu kalikho. Kwezindawo lapha lalaphana bakhona abanye abaholwayo bencedisa inhlanganiselezi ezali ukuncedisa abantu, kodwa kwezindawo vele abantu akulanto abayitholayo, kunzima kakhulu, indlala ibambe kakhulu ikakhulu esabelweni semathelweni mothi lapho ngikhona indlala imenga kakhulu namhlanje imenga kakhulu.
Ye, njengabantu bezinkonzo kukhona elikwenzayo yini ukuphathisa abantu? Kumbelani izandla zenu zemfitshane.
Ye, siqalela khona lapho nje emathethi esikhona, kodwa nazelela ukuthi izandla zakhona nazo sezifitshane, azifanelisi ukuthi zivelele phambili ngoba indlala ibambe indawo zonke yahamba la kumachechi. Na singasatholanga usizo esingaluthola lapho kwezindawo, izandla zifike zibe zifitshane zingakwanisi ukuthi zincedise wonke umuntu.
Yes, I'm sure someone has dropped a line there and is kind of interfering with the sound. If we can cut out that phone line and then we also go ahead with the Reverend Siyaphambili Moyo. He is in Wange. If we can just explain to us again, Olim Lessingis, we know what's happening there in Wange and how are the residents coping?
So it's a very difficult situation in Wange, not only in Wange, but the whole of Zimbabwe. Things are just very bad. You know, people are struggling. For the past 2 years, they have not received the good rain. So it's been very tough. You know, people are just struggling. Just to put food on the table, people are just struggling. It's not easy. And the crime rates are going up because of that. So it's really a bad situation. There is an increase in crime because of hunger. Things are just very bad.
Yeah, ungasichazisela ngolimi lesiyona ukuthi ngempela abantu bayalamba yini khona ngapho eWange. Njalo kuyini
tokwabi tokwabi zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka, kune nzara yakanyanya sipereke tichitarisa kuti makore maviri apfuura aya mvura haina kunyatsonaya zvakanaka. Saka ruzhinji rwese vanhu vari kufa nenzara, vese vari mumataundi nevari kumamisha zvangofanana because mari dzacho kuti vanhu vatenge nyange tikapichira nika kumashops asi vanhu vanenge vasina mari yacho saka zvinhu zvakaoma uyezve zvabva zvakonzera kuti kuve neutsotsi neumbavha hwakanyanya dzine mbavha dzakawanda nekuda kwenzara zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka muhwange.
Yes, and as churches, is there anything you can do to alleviate the situation?
It's very, very difficult. We were just hoping that the government might intervene and give out food to all the citizens in Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, the government, maybe also they don't have the capacity to feed everyone. But we really need a dire help. It's a very difficult situation. We really need help.
Yes, and what is the effect of, as community leaders, what would you say is the effect of the hunger situation and the drought situation, especially on women and children?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to, you know, for women and children. Because they are the most affected when there is a situation like that. It's women who are really seriously affected.
Yebo ke siyabonga ongasichasisela ke ngolimi lesindebele ukuthi kahle kahle uhlupho lolwendlalo lokuswelakala kokudla lokucuba kwenkomo sizibonthe lamanzi lawa silela luphatha njani kakhulu abesifazana amantombazana labantwana.
Akuphinde namhlanje angizanga ngani ngeqile.
Ye, ngumbuzo ofanayo ngolimi lesindebele ukuthi uhlupho lolo luphatha njani abesifazana abantwana lamantombazana.
Bahlukuluzeka kakhulu abesifazana nabantwana abanye bagcina sebedinga ukuziphilisa ngendlela ezingayisizo. Bagcina sebedinga nokuziphilisa ngendlela ezingayisizo. Sembona le migwaqweni lapho uthola nabomama bebhizi abanye befuna ukuvala ama-potholes.
Elibone ngani ngumsebenzi onzima kwabesifazana?
Umsebenzi onzima kwabesifazana babe bezama ukuvala ama-potholes bekhangelela ukuthi laba abahamba ngezimoto enxa ezadlula amphosela okulidola athole la indlela angaphila ngayo. Isikhathi esinzima kakhulu kwabomama labesintwana abantwana abanezikolo be-stopped out ngoba akayikho le mali yokuthi bakwanise ezikolo. Kumbuthi nje ahambe esikolo akwanisa ukuthola okunye okungamncedisa kokudla kuba nzima kakhulu.
Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abathengisayo ezitaladini impahla ezijiyeneyo kambe bona bayathola yini inzuzo kumbe laba abaqhuba amabhizinisi amancinyane?
Kunzima kakhulu ngoba fose wonke umuntu usethengisa manje uzathengela omunye ngibani. Uzathola ukuthi omunye athengisa athole ilanga lonke engazange athengele. Kunzima kakhulu.
Yebo ke manje okokugcina ke kuyini elingafisi ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyakwenza kumbe lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ngoba sabona nanku esithi kufuneka imadlana yokuphathisa i-World Food Program layithi ayitholanga imali eneleyo.
Besithi ngani uhulumende uyangenela azame ukuthi anikeze abantu ikakhulu into ezinjengokudla ama-basic nje singasadinga into eziningi ama-basic abantu bathole ukudla le nhlanganiso zonalezo ezijayekunceda abantu ukuthi ngani unkulunkulu uyasiza nje bakwanisa ukuthi banceda abantu nankho phela lezulu kalikani vela kukhandle ukuthi kuyangabi yisimo esinzima kakhulu sikholeke ukuthi ngani uhulumende uyaphakama asiza abantu bakhe le nhlanganiso ezijayekuncedisa size abantu basizakale.
Yebo ke siyabonga ke mfundisi ukusixhasa ke ngesiphangephange. It's time to thank our guests. Mrs. Permanent Ngoma of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and Reverend Siya Pambili Moyo of Wange. We've come to the end of our show and let's meet again tomorrow. I'm Sitandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C.